Soldiers, to me. I have something I need to take care of on my own now. Go look for anyone else in need of help or supplies. Yes, you're dismissed. Good morning. I hope you're doing... Why are you looking at me like this? It's like you've seen a ghost. Yes, of course it's me. Come on, I know I changed a lot, but can't you recognize your best... Hey, I missed you too, but be careful. If you hug too tight, the armor will end up hurting you. I told you, right? I told you I wouldn't leave forever. I'm alive, and I'm here with you now. Everything's fine. And don't you dare cry. I'm supposed to be the crybaby here. I know I should probably come in instead of standing at your door, but can we stay like this a little bit longer? Damn, I really miss this. Thank you. Alright, you can show me your big pompous house now. Wow, there's actually so much stuff from your old home here. I know you can afford much better furniture now. Why did you... Emotional value, huh? Yeah, I guess you're right. They do remind me of the old days, too. Before Chalix invaded. Before the war, when we were just two kids having fun together. Even if that usually lasted until I stumbled on something and your mom had to try and make me stop crying. Look at us. We sound like two elders talking, don't we? Nostalgia aside, I know we need to talk about that, alright? I promise I'm not avoiding the subject, but it's hard to... Okay. I know it came off as a huge shock for everyone when I said I'd join the Resistance Army. Me, of all people, the girl who was afraid of almost everything. I know all of that, but I had my reasons to do it. I was just too afraid to tell them to you at the time. I know I don't owe you an explanation. It's not that. You're my best friend, and I got you super worried all this time. I want you to know, but I'm trying to find a way to explain it. You know, for most of our lives, we were two peasant kids with no hope of making any difference in the world. We were nobodies, but we talk about our dream all the time, remember? That we would be able to change that one day, give our families a better life. I never forgot about that. And when you got that scholarship, it was the first time I felt that we could, or at least you could. You could become a great medic, a scholar, a diplomat, even a wizard. I knew you had the potential to be great, but still, someone who cares and wants to help people. People like us, who were ignored by everyone else. However, if the Chellish Empire started ruling our city with their iron fist, everything would be in vain. All our aspirations would be crushed, and with no way out this time. You might not be a warrior, but you're still fighting your way to give everyone a better place to live. While I was doing nothing, I was small, weak, scared, but that didn't mean I couldn't try, right? I know I wasn't built for fighting, and even if it took me ages to even learn how to hold a sword right, I still trained every single day, hours past everyone else went to rest. I gave my everything until I managed to become one of the commanders of the Resistance, until we stopped the evasion once and for all, because I believed in you. I know I shouldn't have ignored your feelings about this. I know I should have come to visit more often, but I was afraid if I did, I wouldn't want to go back. That I'd want to give up, I hope you can forgive me for this at least. I'm the one apologizing. Why are you comforting me? You're still gentle as ever, aren't you? I still have one more thing to say, though. What I told you now, it's only half the reason I did all of that. And the other half, I think it's even more difficult for me to say. I can't help but be afraid of what your reaction might be. I know you won't be mad, but if I tell you this, I'm sure you'll never look at me in the same way again. I don't know if this is in a good or bad way, and that's terrifying. No, I will say it. I came here for this after all. Come on, woman. You already told him this much. Put yourself together. Can you get a bit closer and look me in the eyes while I do it, though? Thank you. Remember how back in the day, you were always protecting me when the rich kids were making fun of me, or when those bullies tried to steal the little coin I had? You always defended me, even if you knew you'd get beat up after. Strength has never been your strong point, but you still did it right. So I wanted to do the same for you. I wanted to protect the city and help our families, of course, but more than anything, I wanted to keep you safe. And not because I think I owe it to you or anything like that, no. It's because you're important to me, much more than you could ever imagine. I did all of this because I love you. I've been in love with you since, I don't know, ever since I learned what being in love with someone means. Even when we were teenagers and your mom joked that we'd get married one day, I would always get shy and flustered because I knew I really felt something for you. And as we grew up, you were always there for me. You were always taking care of me. And even if you didn't know, you always made me feel like the most special girl in the world. So I decided I wanted to be your hero this time around. Your knight in shining armor. And I also secretly wished maybe one day, after everything went back to normal, we could be together. No wars, no empire, just us. I'm sorry, this may be very selfish, and I don't want you to think that you have to feel anything for me, but I can't hide this from you either. Not anymore. I know this is a lot, so it's fine if you need some time to. Wait, are you? Really? You? Was that too much? I've waited so long to do this, I think I just got a little excited. God, I spent so many daydreams thinking about kissing you, and finally getting to do it feels every bit as good as I expected. I should probably take this armor off, though. Give me a second. Much better. Well, that's me. As you can see, I'm not exactly that cute and fragile-looking girl anymore. Gorgeous? Come on. With this cloth tunic and the toned body from fighting all day, I probably look like a farm boy. Gorgeous isn't exactly the word I'd use to describe myself right now. Alright, if you honestly like my body this much, come here. I want to tell you a secret. It's something silly, but I've never been with a man before. Maybe I was hoping you would be my first one day. Why are you blushing so much? Hey, it's okay if you think it's too soon for that. I just wanted you for such a long time, and now we're finally here, so I thought... Oh, you're a virgin too? I wasn't expecting that. But I guess that means we can try it and find out together, right? I mean, if you want to, of course. I'll take this as a yes, and this is definitely better without a big metal plate in the way. Now I can rub my hands on your chest, feel our bodies touch. And what a perfect body you have. Yes, of course I think that. You might not be the biggest or the strongest guy around, that's true, but who said I care about that? For me, you're just perfect. I love the way you look. I love the way you smell. I love the way you feel. I love this soft voice when you talk to me. I love everything about you. Honestly, I could keep kissing you like this the whole day. You know, make up for all those years of waiting. But don't worry, we have all the time in the world now. Just for us. Is this a hand trying to go inside my shirt? What a naughty boy you are. I'm kidding. Don't get all red again. If there's anything you want to do with me, just do it. I'm all yours now. That's good. Oh God. That's really good. Please keep massaging my breast. Keep kissing me too. Fuck. This is making me want to kiss you even more. You don't know how bad I've wanted this. Even your hand simply touching me like this feels like my body's gonna melt. Yes, you can take my shirt off. Took you long enough to ask. And I'll repay the favor, of course. Hey. There's a little thing I want to try, if you don't mind. Curious, my love? Why don't you sit on that fancy armchair right there, and let me show you then? Good. Now I'll sit right here. Straddle your lap, and... I think it's time to stop with all the suspense. Look, it's true that I've never been with a guy before, but I became very good friends with one of my old instructors, and let's say she's a very experienced lady. I told her I have a guy that's really special to me, and I'd love to make him very happy one day, so she gave me some tips. Do you want to know what they were? After you've mounted his lap and have him pinned down, start rubbing yourself on him. Always gently, so he can feel all your curves. Let him explore your body, but make sure he knows you're in charge now, and that you'll take very good care of him. Then slowly slide up his lap, ever so slightly closer to his manhood. When he's almost begging for more, start kissing him. And oh gods, she didn't tell me it would be this hard to focus. I can feel your cock getting harder and bigger. Fuck, I'm getting so wet too. My body keeps getting more and more sensitive. How am I supposed to resist this? Fuck it. I give up. I can fight a horde of devils by myself, but I swear to the Everbloom, if we don't make love right now, I'm going fucking crazy. Please, take your pants off. I need you. I need you more than I've needed anything. Yeah, I'll get up and take mine off too. There. Are you ready? Yes, I'm so wet, but I can still feel you stretching me. Fuck. Don't worry, it hurts a bit, but I've had much worse before. And it feels so good. I can't believe we're finally doing this. That you're finally inside me. Can you play with my tits again? Please. I want to feel your hands on them again. They're so sensitive now. Fuck yes. Like that. Touch my body. Show me that I'm yours. I'm gonna slide you in deeper, okay? I want to put you all the way in now. That's it. I'm all yours now, my love. Finally, I'm... Fuck. It's getting harder to speak. I need more. I need you. Please, start moving now. Fuck me. Make love to me. You can be rougher with me. It's fine. Yes. Yes. I'm gonna ride you a little harder, too. I can't hold back anymore. Why do you have to be so perfect? Your cock feels so amazing. I can feel my body squirming. I can feel my pussy starting to get tighter around you. Fuck. I still want to feel you more, but... I think I'm getting close. I think I'm gonna come. Yeah, you are too. Is that why you're twitching so much? Please let it go with me. Let's come together. And don't pull out, okay? I want to feel your seed filling me up. I'll just slide you all the way in one last time and... Yes. Fuck. That's it. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh. That was so good. I'm glad you liked it too, my love. I'm really glad and tired. I'll rest my head on your chest a little, okay? I promise your knight can bridal carry you to the bed later. But right now, she's barely feeling her legs. Hey, can you look into my eyes again? I want you to know how happy I am with everything that happened. I don't know. I barely believe this isn't a dream. All that effort, all the sacrifices I had to make, they were all worth it in the end, weren't they? After so many failed invasions, the Empire is so weakened it'll never bother us again. Our families are safe. We have enough money to help the people who need it most like we did one day. And most importantly, I'm here with the man I love, resting on his chest, caressing his hair, after finally getting to make love together. Knowing this is how the story ends, I would have done all of that a million times over if I had to. No, I promise I won't cry this time. But I just wanted to say that. Thank you for inspiring me. For always being with me. For making me happy like no one else could. I love you.